This is Athens News Matters from WUGA. I'm Alexia Ridley. In 1935, the U.S. was in the throes of the Great Depression. Part of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's plan was the creation of new government agencies to put people to work. One of the largest such agencies was the Works Progress Administration, and one of the most famous parts of the WPA was the Federal Art Project, which commissioned over 200,000 works of art from some 10,000 artists. An exhibit of WPA works at the Georgia Museum of Art inspired WUGA's Kathy Bradbury to investigate how public art and its role in the community have changed over time. Here's Kathy's report.
The three exhibits present a variety of Federal Art Project works. The primary exhibit from the museum has a theme of celebrating heroes. Hillary Brown is the communications director for the Georgia Museum of Art.
So the main one is Celebrating Heroes, and that's actually a loan exhibition from the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center at Vassar, which the curator who put that together, Patty Fagan, used to live in Athens and worked at the museum as our curator of prints and drawings a long time ago. So it's nice to get the chance to work with her yet again. She does fantastic work. And that is all focused on mural studies from a particular collection.
In addition to celebrating heroes, there are two related shows pertaining to public artworks.
We have two shows to go along with that, one of which is Larger Than Life, and that focuses on mural studies, largely but not entirely New Deal era ones. And then we have Women at the WPA, because although many women artists were not household names, they were participants in the WPA, and they made fantastic work. So I'm really excited about all three of those shows.
Putting Americans back to work was one purpose of the WPA, but it also prioritized bringing art to the people.
Murals are interesting because they're the kind of art that you can just walk by every day, and it made a lot of sense for the WPA-era programs to foster art like that, just as they were paying people to make prints that would then create affordable art that could be had in your house. It was art for the people that was being made.
But public art didn't come to a stop when the Federal Art Project ended in June of 1943. Communities around the country continue to prioritize beautifying public spaces with commissioned art, and Athens does so in classic Athens fashion.
The ACAC was established in 2010, and 40 projects that the Athens Cultural Affairs Commission has facilitated in the past year amount to over $300,000 worth of total spend.
Andrew Salinas chairs the Athens Cultural Affairs Commission, a volunteer board which is committed to funding public art projects across the city.
The most exciting one and the most recent one is the Hot Corner Mural in downtown Athens. This one is really a feather in our cap, and it was made possible through a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. So in 2017, we submitted a grant to the NEA, and only 16% of those grants were funded in that particular cycle. So we're competitive. You know, the story of Athens and the story of Hot Corner was compelling, and we won that grant in a very competitive process. And that enabled us to do a single work of art on that scale.
Some of the most visible public art projects are bus stops located throughout the city, for which the Cultural Arts Commission listened to focus groups comprised of users of those public spaces.
We convene a user group with folks who use the space. So, for example, with the bus shelters, we convened a panel with bus drivers, with bus riders, with folks who work in the transit office. You know, we're not authoritarian about what art is created in Athens. We listen to our citizens.
Even though the Federal Art Project gave out its last funding some 75 years ago, the legacy of the project, to take art out of the galleries and into the streets and public buildings for the enjoyment of all who pass by, continues to thrive. For WUGA, I'm Kathy Bradbury.
Women of the WPA and Larger Than Life mural studies are on display at the Georgia Museum of Art through September 8th. And Celebrating Heroes, American Mural Studies of the 1930s and 1940s, is on display through September 15th.